The experience of workplace burnout is something so unique, yet so universal to many of us ambitious, hardworking, and industrious people. There are many symptoms of burnout, but the most common symptoms include overwhelming physical and mental exhaustion, coupled with an unshakable feeling of discontent, disconnection, and disillusion. This can make us feel like the fire that fuels our purpose in the workplace and in life is being smothered. In this short guided meditation, Dr. Sears takes us on a journey of the mind, body, and heart to help us reconnect with the things that bring us meaning and purpose. Things such as our values, our friends, our families, our relationships, giving to others, or even giving to ourselves. Dr. Sears invites us to explore the things that bring us meaning by acknowledging, with compassion, the internal and external obstacles that may be contributing to our flame of purpose becoming extinguished. As we practice, it becomes evident that one of the many antidotes for burnout is reconnecting with the things that bring us meaning. So thank you, Dr. Sears, for this guided meditation. Thank you for providing us with the kindling necessary to reignite the flame within.
All right, so let's go ahead and do a short exercise to pay more attention to prevent burnout. So go ahead and find a comfortable way to sit, and you can lower your eyes or close your eyes if you like. And first of all, appreciate that in this moment, you don't have to be doing something else. You can set all the planning and worrying and analysis for later. Give yourself permission to just be here for yourself for the next few minutes. And let's begin by bringing to mind, what is it for you that brings meaning to your life or that brings that sense of fulfillment? And these tend to be very broad things, not necessarily goals or money, but what would you do with, even if you had the money or the time? What are the greater things in life that you really value that you want to spend your time doing? Maybe it's being with family. Maybe it's there's something spiritual or the act of learning or health, all kinds of relationships. So just kind of, first of all, bring to mind, what are you living for? What are some of the important things in your life? And as you think about moving in that direction, moving toward those things that matter to you, what are some of the external obstacles that might get in the way? On a very practical basis, we all have limited time, resources, maybe there are people. Just see what comes to mind when I ask you, what are some of the external obstacles that are getting in the way of moving toward those more fulfilling things for you? And how can you more effectively deal with those external obstacles? So instead of hitting those obstacles and banging your head into a brick wall, so to speak, see what comes to mind when I ask you, is there a way to sort of move past or nullify the obstacles? And be careful, don't get too caught up in analysis or worrying. I want you to do this in a state of mind, maybe even magically imagining that those obstacles sort of move aside or they dissolve, but sort of trust a deeper part of yourself that may know better than your conscious mind What would be a good way to deal with some of those external obstacles? How can you flexibly deal with them without pushing hard, without burning yourself out, without fighting some immovable force? How can you navigate those external obstacles? And, you know, maybe something comes to mind right away. Maybe you'll be surprised, but just kind of see what comes up. And next, I want you to consider, what are some internal obstacles that may get in the way of you moving toward the things that matter in your life? You may have this sense of exhaustion or cynicism or procrastination or anxiety. There could be all kinds of internal obstacles, maybe things you tell yourself, thoughts. Take a moment first to just acknowledge, identify, what are those things inside of me that may be obstacles? And as you identify these internal obstacles, can you hold a sense of compassion for them? As funny as it may sound, even the so-called negative thoughts may be trying to help you by giving you what it thinks is good advice. Maybe some of those feelings, as uncomfortable as they are trying to protect you from getting into trouble somehow. So instead of feeling bad or guilty or struggling, just sort of lightly hold those internal obstacles and see what comes to mind of how you can move through or maybe even move with those internal so-called obstacles and still take steps toward what matters to you. And finally, before we end this exercise, see what comes to mind when I ask you, what's one thing you can do today to take care of yourself and or to move toward these things that matter? So it'd be very small, but something that just moves you forward will help against that feeling of burnout and stuckness. So, you know, even telling somebody in your family that you love them, or taking a 5-minute walk, taking some deep breaths. Just think of one thing you can do when we're done here. All right, and with that, we'll let this exercise go so you can bring your attention back to the room. And this is one of those exercises you can repeat multiple times and see what comes up with different obstacles, different ideas, and different actions that you can take.